Well, no sooner than I said last week that I thought that that would be the last programme with a bit of an autumnal vibe to it, than winter goes and kicks down the front door and announces, I am here with a vengeance. Yesterday, there was snow all over Achill Island, right the way down to the beach. And today, well, let's find out what Storm Bert has been doing. John O'Sullivan, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Hi. Philip. How are you?
You're farming just outside Uachtaráid. Organic sheep, blueberries, aronia, berries. I'd say you've had a bit of a week of it.
It's been an interesting one. Quite the adventure, Philip. I suppose the biggest concern really was it was quite unusual, the amount of snow and the way in which it came. And basically, sheep did okay, but struggled to get access to any vegetation. So all they could really get was bits of conifers and tops of rushes and so on. So we had to feed them outside. But what was really unusual was, I suppose, yesterday, because of the rain on Thursday night, there was a sheet of ice over the snow. So sheep found it very hard. They wouldn't actually come to their feed on the side of the roads because the ice was so sharp and hurting their legs and shins. So it meant practically walking to every group of sheep to provide them some feed, to literally serve them at their table, as opposed to have them walk across terrain to you.
I would imagine, though, that most of that snow and ice has now been swept away.
It's all gone. It's a very different looking scene this morning, for sure.
And is everything all right? Not so much rain as to cause problems, or what's happened?
Looking at things yesterday, the red warning and 40 mils through the night with up to 8.7 mils in 1 hour, which would be absolutely torrential around here, it looked a lot worse than it actually was. And storm damage, not so bad either. So it's the usual, you know, branches, trees, that type of stuff, but nothing as major as we had anticipated.
Just a few sheep left with some sore or scraped shins.
That's exactly right, yeah. But I suppose it really just demonstrates how we need to, I suppose, maybe think a bit differently. The weather patterns are changing, let's just say, very significantly. And just saying to my wife last night that if the sheep hadn't been collected for breeding, they'd been up on a much, let's just say, higher elevation with a lot more scope and so on. So getting to them would have been very, very difficult. Yeah, we're very fortunate about the timing and the extent.
Okay. In Cork, the other red alert county, Mary Curtin, is standing by. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning. All good. How are you?
You're farming sucklers with your dad. Now, you got them all in, but I can't imagine that they're going to be going back out again anytime soon.
No, but I'd say that had been a time of year anyway, so I think we're okay with that. We're content with it.
And how wet is it this morning?
It's not bad. So I'm actually in North Cork, so we didn't get it as bad as I'd say anticipated. It was more the snow did damage to us rather than the rain.
Same thing with you again. Okay. This wet weather now, last year, the third stormiest year on record, and the other two have come within the last 10 years. Has it changed the way that you and your dad farm much?
Well, I'd say the winters are definitely longer. Like, you have to prepare for it in terms of the fodder budget. So around here, we would have a slightly longer winter on average and maybe other farmers in the country anyway, just given our location. But I think it's more that you kind of have to expect that you might have to go in earlier because of a bad fall or stay in longer because of a bad spring. Mm-hmm. So it's just more being prepared.
Time was when a winter was officially a two-month thing. How long are you budgeting for winter being now? 4 months? 5 months?
You'd have to budget for six, definitely. Just to be sure, just to have a safety net, just to make sure that if anything does go wrong, you still have something.
That just around the corner from the South Pole Inn in Annascoil, County Kerry, we'll find Sean McCarthy. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
You're milking, or at least you're trying to milk this morning. How was it last night?
Not as bad as we expected. We got 18 mil, so we expected a lot worse. It's not bad this morning now, and there doesn't seem to be any structural damage or a bit of surface water here and there, so not so bad. Thanks be to God.
Well, isn't that mad that 8.7 mil would be a bit of a disaster for John in Uachtaráid, but 18 mil you can weather in Kerry without that much of a problem?
Yeah, we're of high ground. It flows off fast, gets out to sea very fast around here.
A lot of snow during the week as well.
Yeah, we got a surprise there Thursday morning. We were to get snow, and then the forecast changed a little that we weren't, and then it started snowing very heavy around 7 a.m. and kept going for a good while. So it was challenging for a few hours.
And what does challenging mean? I mean, what do you have to do different?
Well, dairy cows, they never went out. The milking cows never went out that day. That was pretty much the end of grazing. And young stock in calf heifers, they had to come in. And younger stock that were further away, we had to get extra feed out to them in the lines of meal to keep them going, because they couldn't get access to the grass.
So, you heard Mary say there that winter is now a six-month affair, or at least in terms of budgeting the fodder. How long do you budget for in Kerry?
We're always 6 months. Yeah, we're always 6 months. We've long winters here.
And how do you cope with that? Is it a choice between going and scouting around the place for extra fodder or extra feed if you have to, or would you reduce your cull cows over the winter?
We'd reduce the cull cows, a bit of both. We're fortunate enough to be able to pick up dry cow silage from beef farmers. That's when they get into surplus grass, we're able to buy extra for them and things like that. So a bit of both.
All right. Well, look, it seems that most people have weathered things well, and hopefully that continues to be the case, and that those waters where they are flooding, because we've heard some reports in Clifton, at least, of a number of houses being flooded. But hopefully those waters are receding now without having done too much damage. Sean, John and Mary, thank you all very much. So